Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As the leaves fall, there's concern that our economy may do the same. Interest rates are still on the rise, and the housing and job markets appear to be cooling. CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger, says most economists are penciling in a mild recession for the first half of next year. Welcome, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
What would a so-called mild recession look like?
Well, let's just think about what a recession really means. It means that the overall economy is shrinking. And usually that kind of shrinking happens, on a regular basis every 7 or 8 years. Now, but for the COVID pandemic, we went a really long time without a recession, from that great recession in 2008, 2009. And a mild one would look like there would be maybe some job losses, incomes would go down a bit, but so too would inflation. And that's kind of part and parcel to where we are right now in the economy, that the Fed is probably willing to slow the economy down enough, even if it means we tip into a recession and things slow down, in order to get prices under control.
So the effect of the rate hike so far, because it's a delicate balance there with the Fed raising interest rates and trying to slow inflation but not really do a number on the economy. So what are the effects of the rate hikes?
Well, so far, we haven't seen a huge drop-off in prices. We'll get more data later this week. And, you know, we have seen gas prices come down from their peak, but food prices still remain high. Shelter costs are still rising. And we're expecting that the overall consumer price index will be increasing by 8% from a year ago, and without food and energy, maybe 6.5%. And I guess this is another problem that the Fed really has to contend with, and that is that raising interest rates, it's a blunt instrument, and it can take a while for those interest rate increases to filter through the economy. And as a result, the Fed may go too far. They may actually raise rates by so much that once they pause, things kind of drop with a thud, and they've only realized after the fact that they've gone too far. And they're well aware of that fact.
So you mentioned the cost of shelter rising. The housing market is beginning to slow down now. What is the outlook for buyers and sellers over the next few months to the next year?
Well, I'll tell you something. If you are a first-time home buyer, I am so sorry, because these mortgage interest rates have jumped on you. So at the beginning of this year, we were looking at, say, 3 or 3.25% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. And now those rates are over 7%. Can I just put that in perspective for a second? If you were buying sort of a median house here in the United States, $400,000, at the beginning of a year, you finance that house, it would cost you about $1,380 a month. And today, that amount is almost $2,130 a month. That means an extra $9,000 a year every year for 30 years. And that is keeping a lot of first-time homebuyers out of the market.
Okay, final question. We're heading into the holidays. I wonder, Jill, how you see the economic picture, including rising prices and rising wages, playing out in holiday buying?
Well, I think that people are going to be pulling back on the holidays. I think that this just makes a lot of sense. I know that there are going to be people who kind of rack up the credit card debt and hope for a tax refund, you know, in the first part of next year. But I think there's a reality that is pretty stark, and that is, for many people, going crazy around the holidays, or even just, you know, doing what you did last year, may not be the smartest thing for you and your family, because we do have these higher prices.
And that's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Thank you, Jill.
It was great to be with you.